And now, with a quandary that's been gnawing away at her, here's Hannah Critchlow with our question of the week.
The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
This week, we bite into a rather gruesome question from Rob Ferrone in Singapore.
What if a human being had his arms and legs removed and somehow it was turned into food which he had to consume? Putting aside the medical issue of the shock and the infections and so on, how long could this person remain living by consuming his own body, as it were?
We crunch into some dietary data in order to find out the answer for this.
My name is Louise Anthony, and I'm a medical student at Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge. First off, let's assume that our survivor survives the surgery and the infection that they'll probably develop afterwards. And let's also ignore the massive energy demands of recovering from that surgery. We're also going to assume that they've come up with some really clever way to feed themselves without any arms. So bearing all of that in mind, what is our daily calorie demand and how much energy are we going to get from our limbs? First off, NASA have done a lot of research about their crew members, and apparently the average male astronaut weighs about 82.5 kilos and his arms and legs are about 40% of his body mass, so about 32 kilos in this case. To work out how much energy we can get from that, we are going to have to use something as a proxy, because there's not a lot of research about the calorific value of human meat. In this case, we're going to use uncooked pork chops, which, according to a well-known high street supermarket, offer about 213 calories for every 100 grams. So that means that our 32 kilograms of limb could provide about 68,000 calories. So how long is that going to last? Well, the World Health Organization has an equation to calculate daily energy requirements. For a man in his 30s, the equation is 11.6 times the weight in kilos plus 879. This is then multiplied by an activity factor of 1.2 for sedentary people, up to 1.4 for people with extremely active lifestyles. We're going to assume that with no limbs, this guy is pretty sedentary. So using the equation for the remaining 50 kilos of man, now that we've taken 30 kilos of limb off, we're going to get a daily requirement of about 1,750 calories. So at that rate, our 68,000 calories of human limb should keep our survivor going for about 39 days, or hopefully long enough to be rescued.
So it turns out that your arms and legs would give you just over an extra month and a week more subsistence. And Pekka Alinki from Finland polishes this topic off with a comment on Facebook saying, "Aren't people on diets essentially just eating themselves?" With that one digested, we next go in search of synchrony with a question just in.
Hi, this is Michelle from Dixon, New Mexico. I would like to know if there is a scientific or evolutionary reason for women's menstrual cycles to sync when living together. Thanks.
So, does menstrual synchrony actually happen? And if so, why? What do you think? Let us know by posting on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, you can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com, or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow, well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much to our guests, Toby Fountain from Sheffield University, Richard Naylor, who works with the Bedbug Trust, Michael Shaw from Reading University, Chris Gilligan from Cambridge University, and Clive Bowes from Pest Management Consultancy. Next week, we are throwing the show open to you for another question and answer show, so please send in your questions and your comments, of course, to Chris at thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, or you can post them to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thenakedscientists. Don't forget, my new Naked Scientist book is out just in time for Christmas. It's The Naked Scientist's Everyday Life Under the Microscope. You can get it on Amazon or from all good bookshops. Wonderful picture on the front of an ant with a lemon for an abdomen. Has to be seen to be believed. The show this week was produced by Hannah Critchlow, Ben Fausler and Tom Simpkins. I'm Chris Smith. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.